morning. What a beautiful morning. So let's take a seat on our mats. We start by sitting still for a moment, closing our eyes, beginning to breathe nice and deep. Long, slow inhale, long, slow exhale. Let's let our head drop down and roll from side to side. Now come back to center. Bring your hands into your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now inhale and circle your arms up into the sky. Exhale, let your arms drift back down to the ground. Now just flow with your breath. One more time, let's reach up into the sky, and then we'll fold forward. Set your hands down on the mat, step your feet back, come to downward facing dog. So pushing our hips up to the sky, press heels down one at a time like you were walking in place. I'm going to turn the music down a little bit while you let the stretch run down one leg and then the other. So really point your tailbone up to the sky. Now walk your hands back to your feet and take your own variation of a forward bend. So your knees can be bent, your legs can be straight, whatever feels good in your body. Remember, what's right for one person is not right for another. Listen to your own body. Find what feels good for you. Let's walk our hands forward again, returning to downward facing dog. And then we'll lay our knees to the mat, sit down onto our feet. With an inhale, cross your arms, reach up and open. And then exhale, cross your arms and fold down. Now flow with your breath. One more time, reach up and open. This time as you come down, reach forward. As you stretch your arms in front of you, sink your hips into your heels and find a comfortable resting place, child's pose. We'll come back here later, but anytime you want, you are welcome to come and rest here. Now let's tuck our toes under our feet. Hips come to the sky, downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. The left knee touches down on the ground. Inhale, reaching up, kneeling lunge. And then hands return to the mat, and we step the right foot back. Now line your shoulders up directly above your wrists, kneeling plank, and then lower yourself down to the ground. Take an inhale and roll the shoulders back, reaching the heart forward, cobra. And then hips back again to heels, child's pose. And toes curl under the feet. We're back to downward facing dog. Now step your left foot forward. Right knee comes down. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And then hands back on the mat. And we'll step the left foot back. Shoulders again come over the wrists, kneeling plank, lowering down. And then rolling the shoulders back as we rise into cobra. And hips back again to heels, child's pose. Now dig your toes into your mat, step into downward facing dog, and let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise all the way up, and then bring your hands into your heart. Now inhale, or drop your hands down to your sides, and let's take our shoulders up toward our ears. Roll them around to the back and down. Go round and round as you begin to release some of the tension you hold in your shoulders. Your shoulders relax. Step all the way to the front of your mat. Hands come to the heart, and we flow through the sun salutation. On this sunny day, inhale, arms reach. Hips sinking down and back, chair pose. Now let's reach up. You can add a little back bend if that suits you, and then dive down. Now lift up halfway so your back is flat. And then set your hands on the mat. Step your right foot back. Knee down or up. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms up into the sky. And then hands back on the mat. We step the left foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. Let's curl our toes under and reach back to downward facing dog. Right leg up and into the sky. Now step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. The arms reaching up. And then hands back on the mat. Step the left foot up to join the right. Inhale, let's rise. Hips come down and back, chair pose. And then we reach up and into the sky. Again, if you like it, you can lean back a little. Dive down. Lift up halfway. And then touch your hands to the ground. Let's step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Reaching arms up into the air. And then hands back on the mat. And the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And we'll take our exhale back to downward facing dog. Now left leg to the sky. Step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reaching up. And the hands touch down. Right foot now steps forward. Inhale, up and into the sky. Chair pose. And then we reach up again. Take another back bend if you'd like. Dive down. Inhale, come up halfway. Now let's take our hands to the mat. We'll walk our feet back and find our way to downward facing dog. Take a couple of nice deep breaths here. As we step into our standing flows in a moment, instead of telling your body what to do, see if you can listen and allow your body to tell you what to do. Let's begin our standing flows by taking the right leg up into the sky. Now step your right foot forward, lay your back foot down flat, warrior one. This warrior one starts with a firm foundation through the feet. And then from there we rise up triumphantly, arms extended toward the sky. And a long, slow breath in and out. Your hands reach around behind your back. Connect your fingers behind you and push your hands and shoulders back. And let that allow your heart center to spread wide open and reach toward the sunny sky. Now with your heart still open, let's begin to slowly bow forward, little by little. Just to where you feel comfortable and you feel the stability of your foundation as you explore your flexibility. Now let your hands come to the mat. Either step the left foot forward or reach it to the sky, standing splits. If your left foot's in the air, bring it down next to your right foot. With an inhale, cross your arms, reach up and open. Exhale, cross your arms, folding down, and flow with your breath. And then come up and open once more, bringing hands to the heart. Sink the hips down and back, chair pose. Now hands stay at the heart as we straighten up the legs. Close your eyes for a moment. May I be happy and peaceful. Let's circle our arms up into the sky. And then fold all the way down. Our hands come to the mat. We step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So your knee can be up or down. Arms reaching to the sky. Bring your hands into your heart. Let's add a twist to this lunge. Hook your right elbow across your left thigh. And then as you lengthen your back and spine, we twist to the left. Now you can spread your arms open wide or keep your hands in a prayer. If you feel unstable, lay your back knee down for more stability. Carefully, the twist unwinds. We take hands to the mat and step back, side plank, right hand on the mat. So either lay your right knee down and take your left arm to the sky, or start with your legs straight in plank pose and roll open. Now let's come around and take side plank to the other side. So left hand on the mat, either left knee down or legs straight. And then we'll come around again. Stepping into downward facing dog, let's flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhale back to downward facing dog. Now let's feel that flow on the other side. Left leg up to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Back foot comes flat down. Warrior one. Again, our hands sweep around behind the back. Connect your fingers behind you, pushing the hands back. Let your heart spread wide open. And then come up and slowly bow forward. Not telling your body what to do, but listening to your body. Let it tell you what to do. Now take hands to the mat. Either step your right foot forward or reach it to the sky, standing splits. And then we'll step the right foot next to the left. Inhale, come all the way up. Oh, sorry, flowing all the way down. This time, cross the arms up and open. And exhale, crossing down. Flow with your breath. One more time, up and open. Hands to the heart, now chair pose. With hands still at the heart, straighten up your legs. Close your eyes for a moment. May I be free from pain and fear. Now inhale, circle your arms into the sky. Exhaling hands back down to the mat. Let's step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands again come to the heart as we add a twist. This time it will be left elbow across the right thigh. The twist turning to the right, lengthening through your low back, middle back, upper back, even your neck as you turn your chin toward the right shoulder. Now bring your twist carefully around. Hands come to the mat. We step the right foot back. Side plank, right hand on the mat. So either lay your right knee down or straight legs, rolling open. And then come around, take your side plank to the other side. Left hand on the mat, left knee can come down. And come around again, reach your hips to the sky, and let's flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhaling back to downward facing dog. Now reach your right leg up and into the sky. Take a great big step forward with the right foot. Lay your back foot down flat. Warrior two. And feel energy rising up from your foundation and then spreading out as you open wide. Keep the legs just the same. Reach a little tiny bit forward. Turn your right hand over and then reach it up and back behind you. Reverse warrior. A side bend. Feel the stretch in the right side of your body. And then take a bend in your right arm. Lay it across your right thigh, or you can also reach to the ground. Left hand to the sky. Side angle pose. Let's step into a flow between those two. So as you inhale, reach your right arm up and back into reverse warrior again. And then as you exhale, back to side angle pose. And with your breath, flow one to the other. And then let's meet in reverse warrior. Right arm reaching up and back. And in fact, let's reach our left hand up and grab the right wrist and pull it back a little as we take a nice big side bend. And then reach up to the sky. Turn your feet around to the long side of your mat. Bring hands to your heart as you settle in on a foundation for a back bend. Let's make fists at our low back. As our feet anchor down, we lift the heart toward the sky, curving back. It's all lifting upward as we lean into the back bend, just to where your body tells you where to go. Come carefully up. Slip your hands around to your hips and pour the back bend down into a forward bend. Allow your hands to tumble down to the ground. As you let your back relax a little, we'll take a twist next. So if you want to widen your stance, heel toe your feet apart a little bit. Let's lay the right hand now below our face, left hand onto the low back. Stretch your back out, and then let's twist to the left. You can choose to take your left arm into the sky or keep it at your back, whatever your body tells you to do. come back around. Walk your hands forward, push your hips back. So like downward facing dog, a stretch for the back. Now walk your hands back under your face. Left hand now lays there. Right hand comes to the low back. And the twist now turns to the right. Untie the knots of tension in your back and spine. Now unwind the twist. Again, walk your hands forward, push your hips back. Now our hands walk back in. And then we'll walk them around to the front of the mat. Adjust your feet so they're pointing forward. And either step your left foot forward or step onto your right foot standing splits. And then the left foot touches down. We'll cross our arms up and open. And then down. Flow with your breath. One more time, coming up and open. And then hands to the heart as we sink down, chair pose. Now straighten the legs, hands still at the heart. Close your eyes for a moment. May I live with love and compassion. Inhale, arms up into the sky. Exhaling all the way down. Our hands touch the mat. Let's step the right foot back. Lay our right knee down onto the mat. And with an inhale, our arms spread wide open. Exhaling, we bow forward. Flow with your breath. One more time, we reach wide open. And then as we bow forward, sink your hips back, stretch your left leg. Listen to your body. Let it tell you where to go. Not too much, not too little, just right. Come forward. Curl your right toes under. Pick your right knee up. Step the left foot back. Side plank. Right hand on the mat. So either lay your right knee down or straight legs. This time, if you want, add a full range of motion. Circle with your left arm. Round and round. And then bring the left hand back down. Let's take side plank to the other side. So left hand on the mat, left knee can come down. And maybe you add the full range of motion circles with the right arm. And we'll come around again and back to downward facing dog. Let's flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Let's take our last flow now. Left leg up to the sky. Great big giant step forward with the left foot. Back foot comes flat. Warrior two. A little reach forward. Left hand turns to the sky. We reach up and back, reverse warrior. Nice stretch for the left side. Now bend the left arm, lay it across the left thigh, or reach to the ground, side angle pose. Let's flow between the two. Coming back up to reverse warrior and then back to side angle pose. And then meeting again in reverse warrior, maybe grabbing the left wrist with your right hand and pulling that side bend even more deeply. And then straighten the legs, turn around to the long side of your mat. Hands come to the heart as you create the foundation for your back bend. Fists at the low back. Feet anchored down as the heart stretches up toward the sky, leaning back to where your body says is just right. Coming up, we slip the hands around to the hips and pour the back bend down. Come to a forward bend. Again, step heel toe your feet wider apart if you'd like as we prepare to twist. Take your right hand below your face, left hand to the low back, a stretch out and then a twist to the left. Your twist unwind, hands walk forward, hips push back. After twisting our back, we stretch it out and straighten it. Now the hands walk back in, we lay the left hand below the face, right hand low back, and a twist to the right. And coming around again, hands walk forward, hips push back. Feel your back stretch and straighten. And the hands walk back in. Let's walk our hands around to the front of the mat, adjusting your feet so they point to the front. And either step forward with your right foot or step onto your left foot, standing splits. And then we'll step the right foot next to the left, crossing the arms up and open. And down. Flowing with your breath. One more time, up and open. And then hands to the heart, chair pose. Now straighten the legs, hands at the heart. Close your eyes for a moment. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Inhale, arms to the sky. Exhale, folding forward. We step the left foot back. Lay the left knee down on the mat. Inhale, wide open. And exhale, bow. Flowing to the rhythm of your own breath. One more time, wide open. And then as we fold forward, we'll take a nice stretch into the right leg. Come forward again. Curl your left toes under, pick your left knee up. Stepping back, side plank, right hand on the mat. So either lay your right knee down or straight legs. And again, if you want to, full range of motion, circles with your left arm. Now bring your left hand back to the mat. Turn your side plank to the other side. Left hand on the mat. Left knee can come down. Add the arm circles if you'd like. Now the right hand comes back to the mat, and we step into downward facing dog to flow through our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. Exhaling, back to downward facing dog. Let's lay our knees to the mat. Slide our hips into our heels and lay ourselves down to rest a little in child's pose. Get nice and cozy here as you take some nice, slow, deep breaths. Look to the front of our mat, watching as we press our hands firmly down, tuck toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky, find your way back to downward facing dog. And let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Nice, easy inhale comes all the way up, and we bring hands to our heart. So let's explore some balancing now. We'll step first onto the right foot and start today with tree pose. Feel free to use a wall to support you if you'd like. Take your left foot then to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of your right leg. Hands might be at your heart, they could branch out. Create it in your own way. If you need to step down, start again, no worries. Let's fold our hands into our heart and point the left knee straight ahead. And now our arms reach open wide. Let's wind the left leg around the right and cross the right arm over the left. You can hug your shoulders here, or you could wrap your arms together, eagle pose. And then arms extend beyond our head, wrists crossing at the top. And then unwrap your eagle, step down onto 2 feet, and see if your body wants to move a little bit before we move on. Let's plant the left foot down, tree pose. Right foot now, ankle, calf, or thigh. Your own interpretation of it. And then hands to the heart, right knee points straight ahead. Now arms reach wide. Wind your right knee or your right leg around your left. Cross your left arm over your right. Your own variation of eagle pose. Hug shoulders or bring arms together. And then the wings rise up over the head, the wrists are crossed, hands in a prayer. And then unwrap your eagle pose, back to 2 feet, enjoy movement. And we take a nice big inhale up and into the sky. Exhale, fold all the way down. Touch your hands on the mat, walk your feet back. Let's lay our knees down, slide our hips into our heels, and return again to child's pose. We'll walk our hands way over to the right as we add a side bend. hands come back to the center, and then we'll walk them way off to the left. Once again, we come back to center. Now let's walk our hands in toward our knees. Crisscross our ankles. Slide right over the tops of our feet as we come to sit on the mat. Extend your right leg out. Take your left foot to the inner right thigh like we do with tree pose. Now turn so you're aligned with your right leg. Inhale, reach to the sky, lengthen upward. And exhale, fold over your right leg in a forward bend. Don't try to tell your body what to do. Instead, listen. Let your body guide you. And keep your right arm with your right leg. Reach your left hand behind your back. Circle it up into the sky, and then leaning over towards your right foot, a nice big side bend. Now bring your left hand back up into the sky and lay it on the floor behind your left hip. We'll lift the hips up, which brings us onto the left knee and shin. Right arm now reaches up and behind our head. Coming down, let's change sides. Extend your left leg out, right foot to the inner left thigh. Turn to face your left leg, inhale, rising up into length. And exhale, folding forward into depth. Keep your left arm with your left leg. Right hand reaches behind the back. Circles up into the sky as we lean over toward the left foot in a side bend. And bring your right hand back up. Set it onto the floor behind your right hip. Lift your hips up into the air, coming onto your right knee and shin, left arm up and back. Now let's come back down. And take both feet out in front of you, grab behind your legs, and roll yourself down to the floor. Come onto your back. Get settled in. And then let's take our hands to the floor beside us. Or another option would be to slip them underneath your hips. Feet together, pretend they're on a bicycle pedal. And let's draw our belly in as we reach our feet up toward the sky and then circle them around and back in. So both feet together on the same pedal, round and round, very slowly. Circle around one more time. And once you've drawn your knees in, drop your right foot to the floor. Cross your left ankle over your right thigh. And then reach around behind your right leg to draw it in toward you. Pigeon pose. We're going to a deep opening in the left hip. A place where our body holds a lot of tension. So give it some time, give it some breath. gently finding your release. Release your hands, uncross your legs. Take your hands on your knees and make circles going round and round. And then, like stirring a pot, go the other way around. Now come to center. Hands again to the floor or underneath your hip. Feet again on the imaginary bicycle pedal. Draw your belly in. Let's pedal backwards. Reach your feet out and then up and around. Slow motion. One more circle around. And then we'll drop the left foot to the floor, right ankle crossing over the left thigh. Take that pigeon pose now deep into your right hip with long, slow breaths of letting go. Again, our fingers slip apart. Unwrap the legs, take hands on your knees, and like stirring a pot, go round and round. And then the other direction. Now coming to center. It's time for you to choose an inversion for today. You could choose to lay on your back and reach your legs into the sky. You could push your feet down into the floor as you lift your hips off the ground, a bridge pose. You could take your hips and your shoulders up above you in a shoulder stand. Or if you have another inversion, you practice safely. Choose whatever might feel nice for you. Relax and breathe. Slowly, gently, begin to lay yourself back down onto your mat. Reach around and hug your knees and rock yourself side to side like a baby in a cradle. Now let's step into fish pose. With our feet on the mat, we slide our hands under our hips, then stretch the legs out straight. Now sit up on your fingertips and tuck your elbows underneath your back. Once you're propped up on your forearms, let your head lay back and reach your heart toward the sky. Now the head lifts up, and we return the fish pose to the mat. Release hands from underneath you. Circle them around until they find each other behind your head. And then lace your fingers together. Turn your palms around. Give yourself a stretch for the full length of your body. Now reaching down, take hold of your right knee. Cross your right knee over you to the left, and then turn your head to the right. And let yourself relax into this twist. Release your left hand, roll back over. Before the other side of the twist, straighten yourself out a little on the mat. Once again, extend your legs and circle your arms around behind your head. Take another big full body stretch. Now reaching down, grab hold of your left knee. Let's cross the left knee all the way over to the right. Now turn your head to the left. Release the right hand. Roll back over once again. Get all nicely straightened out on your mat. If you're cold and you'd like to cover up, you can do that now. We have arrived at our final relaxation. Lay yourself down on the floor. Close your eyes. Enjoy this time. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be free from pain and fear. May I live with love and compassion. May I fully awaken to my greatest potential. Take that loving kindness you've offered yourself and offer it now to people in your life that you love and care about. Offer it to your friends, to your family, maybe to your pets. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. And take that same loving kindness, offer it to people all around the world, people of all faiths and cultures, people in need everywhere. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be free from pain and fear. May you live with love and compassion. May you fully awaken to your greatest potential. Take a very deep breath in. And take a long, slow exhale out. And give yourself a moment now to bring closure to your experience today in any way that feels meaningful for you. Excuse me. When you've had that closure, roll softly over onto your right side for a moment. Lay your head on your arm. Take a few deep breaths. Now finally, find your way back to a comfortable seated position, full circle from where we began, and offer your gratitude for doing something great for yourself today. And we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. And then we come to center, our arms circling up into the sky. Our hands will touch up above us. We'll bring them first to our forehead for loving kindness in our thoughts today. And then to our lips for loving kindness in our words. And to our heart for loving kindness in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.